Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing in our Lent devotional series, walking through the ancient practice of Lent and focusing, as we have been on other Fridays, on fasting. Today, we're looking at the connection between fasting and confession. Confession is not a word we are inclined to like, because to talk about confession is first to talk about failure and brokenness in our lives. Simply put, confession is saying back to God what He already knows to be true of us. It's the art of opening our lives before the all-powerful, all-knowing Creator and sharing, quite vulnerably, that we have, once again, failed. We've failed both to do what He's called us to do and to refrain from what He's told us not to do. We recognize that we wrestle with and often give in to the power of sin in our lives, harming ourselves and others in the process. And yet, for followers of Jesus, confession is not ultimately done in fear, but something we do in confidence. We recognize that in Jesus, our sin has already been forgiven. Still, confession is a way we lay our burden before the Lord and ask His help to live in a way that honors Him. And many of the most moving examples of confession in the Bible are accompanied by the practice of fasting. We find one of those examples in Daniel chapter 9. Let me read a portion of this, Daniel 9, verses 4 and 5 and 16 through 19. It says this, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from Your commandments and rules. O Lord, according to Your righteous acts, let Your anger and Your wrath turn away from Your city, Jerusalem, Your holy hill. Because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and Your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of Your servant and to his pleas for mercy. And for our own sake, for Your own sake, O Lord, make Your face to shine upon Your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline Your ear and hear. Open Your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by Your name. For we do not present our pleas before You because of our righteousness, but because of Your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for Your own sake, my God, because Your city and Your people are called by Your name. Daniel uses striking language to talk about the sins of God's people and is brutally honest with the spiritual condition of his people. He minces no words and pulls no punches, but he does not leave us hopeless. Daniel rightly says in verse 18, "We do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy." In other words, he knows God as one who is gracious and merciful, abounding in steadfast love. But what we also need to see is that this entire section is preceded by Daniel's intentional choice to fast in verse 3. In this way, fasting helps him take a posture of humility before God. It's another way to use the physical need for food to remind us of our greater spiritual neediness. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. And you may find yourselves echoing these words as I pray them. Today, Lord, I ask that You help me to be honest with You and myself. Reflecting on anger this week reminds me that You have much work to left to do in my own heart and mind. While Your word over and over again claims that You are slow to anger, I am often quick. While You are gentle, I am often harsh. crack open the shell of anger that subtly solidifies around me, walling me off from demonstrating the love, care, and compassion you have first shown me in Jesus. Today, as you fast, friends, consider an area in your life that you need to bring to light through confession. Is there something you've been afraid to voice to your Heavenly Father, who knows what you need before you even open up your mouth to ask? Perhaps your prayer is simply this: Lord, show me where my life is not aligned with you, so that you are prompted to confess and pursue a new course ahead with Him. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and we'll see you back tomorrow.